Nearing the start of Game 2 this week against the San Antonio Missions, and we enjoy talking to Josh Hedgka for the Cacique pregame show Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview so much over the last two games. We've got part 3 of the interview coming up with Hedgka now. Let's take a listen. On Twitter, you tweeted at Jeff Passan a couple of years ago when you were traded. He's one of the biggest insiders in all of baseball. He's kind of on moves first, and you were saying, why wasn't he on this one first? You tweeted kind of about your own trade. What was your reaction then this offseason when he actually tweeted about you signing with the Rangers?
Jeff's a really good sport. I met him at winter meetings, and we were talking about the original trade. So that was, I got traded from the Mets to the Phillies last offseason. And it was for cash considerations. I joked around that I got traded for a bag of baseballs and that I was surprised that Jeff Passan didn't have the news first. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek, that is not the type of breaking news that he is typically breaking. But when I met him at winter meetings this year, we had discussed it and we thought it was funny. And then when he saw the news that I got signed with the Rangers, he had some fun and brought it back up. He's a really good sport. I love how he doesn't take himself too seriously, and he's really good for the sport as an ambassador from the media side.
I'd like to shift things from passion to passion. Where do you get your passion for this kind of stuff?
Wow, that was a smooth segue. Honestly, I think the passion for baseball comes less from the fact, less from baseball itself, and more that baseball is this vessel for me to like live my values and like be who, like, is an expression of myself, but it's not an end to itself. It's not. Like, when baseball's over, it's not going to be like, well, all right, like, that's the end of something. Like, it's actually part of the journey and part of the process for me. And baseball has taught me so many things about myself, and baseball's allowed me to express so many things about myself. And when baseball's over, those things are going to still be there. Like, it's helped form who I am, and it's allowed me to express who I am. And whatever I decide to do after baseball is going to be another vessel for that, those same passions and those same values. So it's an amazing way to build those values and express those values because of the nature of the sport. There's so many opportunities to fail. There's so many opportunities to learn. There's so many opportunities to express who you are. And so I think it's just an amazing sport. And I'm still able to play it at a high level.
Wrapping it up here with Josh Hedgka, you know, you mentioned you think you're pitching the best that you've ever pitched. What are some of the things you're looking to get out of this season in general? Obviously, you're always seeking bettering yourself, but what are some specific areas that, not off-season work, but in-season work that you're looking towards?
Well, at the end of the day, like, for me, baseball is not about making the big leagues. It's not about, you know, making it a Triple-A. It's not about being a Double-A All-Star. It's about answering the question, how good am I at this sport? And I just wanted as honest of an answer to that question as possible. Maybe that answer is, I'm a big league All-Star. Like, maybe in 3 years, we'll look back and be like, wow, I'm a big league All-Star. Maybe the answer is, you know, I'm a Double-A pitcher, and I'll never be able to, you know, I'm not good enough to make it above Double-A. But I'm going to try to my best to find the answer to that question of, like, what is the best I can truly be at this sport? So I'm just always in pursuit of that question. And I think it's just, at the end of the day, like I said, there's so many opportunities in baseball to kind of answer that question. Like, the batters will tell you how good you are. Like, you'll be able to make adjustments, and you'll see if, like, your adjustments work. So it's just a constant game of just trying to really, like, dig into that and see if, you know, if I can put together some of the best results I put together in my career and go from there. But it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. That's Josh Hedgka here on the Cacique pregame show. Josh, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.